वो हमारा वो भांजा इधर बैठा था, बोला इधर आके बैठो, उधर कहीं वो नालियर वाला के साथ क्या बैठे हम लोग इधर।
आपसे एक बात पूछना,
क्या
ये एक्सपेरिमेंट विद ट्रूथ कल विषय में बातचीत करो, व्हाट इज एक्सपेरिमेंट विद ट्रूथ? कल एक व्यक्ति आया था, वो बोल रहा था
क्या, यू हैव टेकन दैट टैबलेट फॉर पासिंग मोर यूरिन?
यस
डेली और यस वरना
I am passing.
Listen, but you have got the edema on the leg. And I mean...
No, it is cured. That one tablet, two tablets, has cured. So, explain, what is experiment to truth?
Now we must make... I have booked a visit at 7:15.
Huh?
At 7:15 I have booked a visit.
Okay.
I will go little early. Now tell me, what is it?
So what is this experiment with truth?
About what?
Anything, the word.
There are two types of experiments, sir, according to me.
Yeah.
I may be wrong and I am open to correction.
Hmm.
One experimentation with the crude ball,
hmm.
another experiment with your own mind. Which type of experiment do you want?
Hmm. No, mind we reject immediately.
How?
Because it is not truth, it is accepting, it is rejecting. Mind's business is to accept and reject. Therefore, it is not truth.
Only by mind and concentration of the mind you to get the truth, isn't
it? Concentration is different.
But then that is also of what? Of the mind?
Mind.
Different of what? But
when you concentrate the mind to the truth, then it is all right.
That is what I say. By concentration of mind, you get the
mind
truth.
Is
that
not
is the
truth.
Right. Mind is not truth, but by mind we gather the truth.
Yes, we can direct our mind towards truth.
I did not mean mind is truth. All that is made up of Maya, all that is made up of, I mean, Mahatattva and down below are all falsehood.
Therefore, experiment with truth is not experiment with the mind. So what is that truth and what is that experiment?
What is, first of all, let us know what is meant by experiment.
Experiment meant to examine whether it is truth or not.
And that examines, who examines and what? Who examines? The mind, man's mind. After all, no? And examination of anything depends upon the state of the mind, sir, according to the psychology.
Yeah.
If the more concentrated the mind, better it will be nearer the truth.
Yeah, but that's all right.
That is what I say.
But mind point.
So experiment
is,
depends upon all that.
If there is truth, where is the scope of experiment?
I mean, that you want to, you want to hit at that point, then you are absolutely right. There is no experiment.
Yes, there is contradiction. If you say truth, there is no question of experiment. That I trying to understand.
That's right.
It is contradiction.
But all these dhyan yogis, I mean, you are a bhakti yogi. But I talk of dhyan yogis.
Dhyan yogi is also truth. If they follow, just like dhyana avasthita tadugati
manasa.
So that is truth. But when there is question of experiment, that is not truth. That is my point.
When they are making experiment in an area which is not already known.
Yes.
Then
that means that is not truth. So experiment with truth cannot be. This is contradiction. That is my point.
Now you are right that way.
Yeah.
But you have asked the question in a puzzling way to me.
No?
So I can't.
Now I ask you, how this experiment with truth?
The experimental science is that we are making experiment with biological sciences and abstract, I mean, sciences of physics and chemistry, and that those were truths already. We are trying to unearth. We cannot make truths. truths are there already settled by God.
Yeah.
What we try to find out, what is exactly and how it is being done. But we are not trying to find who is doing. That is your point.
No, no. If the truth is there, there is no question of experiment.
We are experimenting to find out the truth. Truth is there. No doubt. My house is there, sir. But you may go this way, that way, that way. We are making experiment to go to my house.
So that means you do not know what is the truth.
Truth is there. We do not know the truth. That's a fact.
That's it.
We are making experiment to experiment by which way we'll approach the truth.
Yeah.
The experiment is with regard to the method of finding out truth, not with the truth itself.
Yeah. But the word means experiment with truth. That is contradictory. Huh. That cannot be any experiment. It's true. Truth is truth.
Truth cannot be experimented upon.
Yeah. That is.
That I quite agree with you, and I become your chela in that respect. But so far as the method of finding out truth, there are experimentation.
And that can be done. That is another thing.
Now, all our physical sciences, chemistry, mathematics, biology, I mean the...
Hare Krishna, Jai. Have you ठीक था?
Sabko namaste.
All these abstract sciences, mathematics, chemistry, physics, they have really been advanced by experimentation only. Because we did not know what truth is behind all these natural phenomena.
That is
and we try to find out the real, how the natural phenomena are happening. And that is what the experimentation of the human race towards searching out the truth
that is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Tattva Gyanartha Darshanam. Tattva Gyanartha. Tattva Gyanartha Darshanam.
But these truths are approached, actually realized by various ways. Jnana Yogis, or Yogis, what we call, they realize it, Trikal Galanis, they become. By concentration of their mind on the truth, they ever, that which is highest truth or God, they are after all trying to...
The yogis, they have already found the truth. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manusa pashyanti jam yogino. So they have already found out the truth and they are concentrated. That is not experiment. They have already... No.
But they have... No. I don't say they have experimented on the truth, sir. I think I am not making myself more clear to you. What I mean to say that they have experimented by concentration of the mind to find out the truth and they have realized the truth that way.
No. Realize, that's a fact. Now they are acting. Tadgatena manasa. Mind is fixed up in super soul. Paramatma. That is yoga.
Yes. You mean to say Brahma?
They have already known. Here is truth.
Brahma with Brahma eva bhavati.
Yeah.
That he is just like, with all the knowledge of God, he is imbibed with.
Yes.
After he
is concerned. Just like our bhakti. Bhakti means we know here is God, Krishna is the Bhagavan. So there is no question of experimenting. Now we have known, we are concentrating. How to satisfy? There is no question of experience.
But the physical sciences, mathematics, chemistry, physics, we have to experiment in there. They are nothing but the finding out the truth behind the phenomena, natural phenomena.
Phenomena is changeable, always change. Just like this. Samudra. But the sometimes here, sometimes there.
Yeah, right, sir. But why that samudra changes? We go into the deep depth of the vice
that is
and
true.
House.
That is true. By the jasagya brahmati samudakal. That is true. Govinda madhupulam samam. That is true. The phenomena that is changing. Bhutta bhutya paliya.
All right.
थैंक यू जय कल तो फिर चले जाएंगे
आप आई आर गोइंग टुमारो
हाँ
टुमारो एट व्हाट टाइम
आई डू नॉट नो
व्हाट टाइम
Actually, nobody knows.
Tomorrow is Christmas Day. You are going on 27th. Not tomorrow.
No, 25th.
What? Huh?
No.
Somebody said you were going at noon.
Huh?
Someone told me you were going at noon.
I don't think anyone knows yet.
Why is that?
Haven't bought the tickets yet.
No reservations yet?
I'd like to understand if the truth is there, there's no question of experience. And if the experiment is there, that is not truth.
Perfectly logical.
Huh?
That is correct.
It is contradictory.
Their experiment is just only speculation. Their experiment was speculation.
Yeah.
One wants to experiment, it means they don't know what is true.
Yes. As soon as there is experiment, there is no truth. And if there is truth, there is no experiment.
One simply accepts the truth.
Truth we accept or not accept. Truth is truth. Huh? There is a father. That is the truth. You may not know who is your father. There is another. And this is a fact. There is father.
You have said many times that when mother says I am is your father, you just accept.
That is true.
You do not go on experimenting whether it is possible to find
there is no question of experimenting whether he is my father. To take the truth from the mother and that's final. Being more and more convinced, why Krishna said, Namang Duskitanam Murha Prabhupada. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is within these groups, Duskitanam Murha. That is being more and more confirmed.
They may appear like learned men, or they may appear like. They may appear like moral men or learned men, but still they are
not
rascals.
Rascals, yes. Therefore, begins in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Satyam Param Dhimahi. The beginning is truth, Satyam Param Dhimahi. There is no question of experiment. It is not this book, Bhagavat. Is an experiment to find out. It is beginning from the truth. Satyam Param Dhimahi.
What is sadhana bhakti? It is not experimental.
Sadhana bhakti is practicing. truth is there, but have to be intimately connected with truth, that is sadhana.
But sometimes we say to Karmi that, why don't you make an experiment, just try to chant Hare Krishna, make an experiment and you will realize it.
Because he does not know, therefore he suggests experiment. He does not know.
So we ask him to perform it.
That means my proposition is one who does not know, for him experiment. One who knows, there is no experiment.
But there is...
You are asking, requesting him to chant Hare Krishna. This is not experiment for me. It is experiment for him. He does not know. Therefore, you are suggesting you do like this, and you will understand.
They are conditioned to make experiments. So they are conditioned to make experiments.
Yes.
So they can dovetail that condition.
There is no question of experimenting, but he does not know. He is giving chance, all right, try like this. But truth is there. Hare Krishna, Jaya. Oh, the water has gone this way.
Come to the... That is...
जगह हमेशा बंद ही करता रहता है जगह बंद ही करता रहता है कभी यहाँ से हवा फुलांग आगे जाता है
ये तो गंदी
हाँ गंदा पानी आता है लेकिन फिर भी कभी पानी भरने से रास्ता बंद ही जाता है एक महीना पहला वहाँ था
Srila Prabhupada, people can understand that the truth is already there, but they can't understand how by meditating on one particular person or thing, all other truths automatically become realized. They want to experiment to find out what is the unlimited truth.
Let them experiment, because he does not know the truth perfectly well.
But just by meditating upon the person Krishna, all other truth becomes known?
Yeah.
Prabhupada doesn't say that no one
there
can experiment.
Are some animals, they do not actually touch the egg birds. Are they, I think what is called tortoise.
Yes.
They simply concentrate and they come into being.
But actually if you hear the truth, there is no need to make an experiment at all, isn't it?
That is perfect experiment.
That happens with full Shraddha. When there is unflinching faith, you will not go for making the
Come and dance at Arctic. They want to swing their arms, why not come to Arti and dance? In 1966, Prabhupada, we went up to Dr. Mishra's ashram upstate, and there was some yogis from the New York Institute there, and he said that automatically, you just see these devotees, automatically they are doing everything that we are teaching just by this one process of chanting Hare Krishna.
That is the statement by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By practicing this chanting, you'll get all perfection.
morning we were out walking at the sunrise, and Hayagriva pointed, oh, it is a very beautiful sunrise. And you said, oh, the sunrise is not very wonderful, but he who has made it is wonderful.
In this, they glorify the scientists, another scientist. But they're so full, they do not glorify who has made that brain. He cannot make that brain.
It might be the Purva Jamas, this Jama, they have not done anything. Always thinking of Krishna. Go to the Krishna temple, coming back 9:30, 10 o'clock, then take all these 12, 11 o'clock.
That is Krishna's favor.
There you go.
Yeah. Krishna is favoring to finish this job.
Now you know what Jamas, maybe. Huh? I told them they may not be having any other Jama. There may be why they are suffering like this now.
No, there is no suffering. Their material existence is being reduced on account of serving Krishna.
One lady there now in Bombay, whole family, old age, young children died.
Jashyam anugrinnami harishetat dhanam sanai. This is special favor of Krishna. Because they, by this pious activity, they wanted this material enjoyment. Which you are complaining that they are reducing material enjoyment. And that is Krishna's favor. He doesn't want reduction of material enjoyment. At the same time, they want to worship Krishna. So Krishna is saying that these fools, they want me at the same time material enjoyment. So finish their material enjoyment. They will simply think of me. Ogai sajya prasaktanam taya apuhita chetasa bhavasadmi buddhi samadhura vidhiya. So long one will be too much absorbed in this material enjoyment, he cannot be perfectly devout. Therefore, sometimes Krishna, when he sees that somebody is serious to get me, at the same time he wants material enjoyment. So indirectly or directly, he finishes the material enjoyment. That is a special favor.
Man's body is made up of kapha, pitta, vayu, and woman's body also have the same ingredients.
Everybody.
So then, what is basic difference between human body, I mean man's body and woman's body, which attracts each other? What is that attraction?
Because you want to be attracted, God has made in such a way that both of them are attractive to one another. You want to be attractive, therefore woman is made attractive. And the woman wants to be attractive, the man is attractive. This is nature's arrangement, so that you may be bound up. this by this attraction. Tayur mitha hridaya ganthi mahu. You are already bound up, and by this attraction you'll be more tightly bound up. Bhungshang sriya mithuni bhava mitha. The whole material attraction means man's attraction for woman and woman's attraction for man. But when they are seeking, where is woman, where is woman, where is woman, and the woman is seeking, they come here to make this business. And when they actually attracted or united, then this bondage, material bondage, become more tight. Therefore, the Vedic civilization is how to slacken it. And ultimately, by force, separation, sannyas. That is required. Because unless they are separated, there cannot be any spiritual advance. That is the whole process. The unity is bondage. I have written a letter that man is good, woman is good, and when they are united, they are bad. Both of them are bad. And the material world is taking, this is the best thing. But actually, that is not the thing. Man is good because he is part and parcel of God. Woman is good, part and parcel of God. But when they unite, they become bad. Tayur mitha ri dayaganti mahu.
So for detachment, you suggest they remain separate?
Yes. Unless they are separated, it is very difficult to advance in spiritual consciousness. That is the whole Vedic system, gradually. First of all, brahmachari, he is educated very nicely that this is not good to marry and enter into family life. And in spite of education, if he is still inclined, then he is allowed to marry. This is a concession. And that is for few days. Years, then compulsory separation from the family life, vanaprastha. At that time, wife is allowed to stay with the husband, but finally they are separated, sannyas. Wife, you go home, remain with your children.
So when they are in grihastha, are they making advancement?
That advancement is not very solid. But there is advancement. That is not very solid.
Without sex pleasure, a man and a woman would not be attracted to one another.
Yes. Attraction means that, sex. There is no other thing. Janamaitanadi grihamedi sukhamitan. Why they are working so hard day and night? Only for that sex pleasure. That is the psychology. There is no other happiness. Janamaitunadi, grihamedi sukham mitucham. Their happiness is based on the center of sex pleasure.
So the body of a woman only reminds of the sex pleasure?
No, body of man or woman.
Body of man.
The same thing. This is the only pleasure. In this material world, so-called pleasure means sex pleasure. Why they are working so hard day and night? Only for that sex pleasure. That is the center.
They say we want to come together to serve the Lord. So is that excuse or?
But together they go to hell.
But in your society, sometimes householder devotees, they do very big job. I mean, their atmosphere.
Who has done that big job? You have done?
Well, see all the big GBCs and they are doing very nice job. Like Saurabh Das and Murthy Das.
They are sannyasi. Saurabh is sannyasi. His wife doesn't live with him.
The same principle is there for everyone, insofar as one becomes detached,
then,
he is advanced.
Then sunless, yes. Detachment required.
It is not a matter of a cloth.
No, no. Sasanless. Anasaktasya vishayan. There is no attachment for this eating, sleeping, mating. He is attached to Krishna. That is sannyasi. Sannyasi does not mean dress, detachment. Sat-nyasi. Sat, Om Tat Sat, the Supreme, and for him everything is discarded. That is sannyasi. Anasakta, what is that?
No.
In the Srimad Bhagavad Gita,
there
is anasita karma phalam. Kajam karma karo. Sasanna. One who does not take the reward of his labor, he is sannyasi. Anasita karma phalam. Everyone works for some profit. And one who does not take the profit, works for Krishna, he is sannyas. Anasita karma phalam. Kajam. Kajam means it is my duty to work for Krishna. In this way, one who works, he is sannyas. Anasita karma phalam. Kajam. Karma karoti ja. Sa sannyasi. Sa yogi cha. He's yogi also, Hare Krishna. Just like Arjuna, he's fighting, not for himself. For himself, he declined to fight. But Krishna, when he understood that Krishna wants all that, Kuriseva Chananda, I shall fight. I shall kill my grandfather and everyone. This is sannyas.
Srila Prabhupada, in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita it is said that if a devotee is sincerely serving the Lord and Krishna takes away his all his material opulence, and still if he is sincerely serving the Lord becomes his intimate servant, he says.
Intimate servant?
Yes, in one part of Chaitanya Chaitamrita.
Is there servant? This word is used?
Becomes his friend.
Well, that's all right. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, that there are all grihasthas. They are not attached to grihastha. Actually, they are attached for Krishna. But maybe for convenience sake, he remains as grihastha. Grihastha, the two words, grihastha and grihamedhi. One who is griha medhi, he is obvious. One is grihastha, it is all right.